Good morning, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. How are you? Glad you've tuned in. Glad to have you in the studio. Dave Hodges will be joining us, the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat. So you stay with us. We're going to have some fun in this hour. Look forward to having you with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So here we are on a Saturday, 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 here in Tallahassee. Glad you are with us. Dave Hodges is going to be here just a moment from now, and we're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the business community from the man. Dave Hodges is the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, publishes extensively. You can catch him online at tallahassee.com. He does all of those stories that really... It's unfair to say they are simply business related because, of course, so much of what we do in business is tied into the rest of everything we are and do. And Dave has a very good manner about him. He knows how to bring to us not only the hard numbers, let's say, but he also brings to us the human side of that, what the implications are oftentimes in relation to that particular story. If it's a new business that's coming together, or if it's something that maybe an entity that's coming to the Tallahassee area from outside, or if it's a business trend, he also happens to handle the real estate section for the newspaper. And in that real estate writings, he'll often refer to, in fact, recently referred to how Tallahassee's real estate market is woefully behind the rest of Florida, or at least in terms of those metropolitan areas around Florida, where they've been showing some uptick in the housing and commercial construction, new starts, okay? Whereas Tallahassee, not so much. If I'm recalling correctly, about 2% lower than where we see some of our metropolitan counterparts in various parts of the state. So anyway, with Dave, he does a very good job, I think, in keeping us abreast in so many different ways and in so many different parts of what we get involved in. And for that, I'd like to say, by the way, happy 4th of July, belatedly. So here we are on a 4th of July Independence Day weekend celebrating our nation's birth. And what are we then, too, as a nation at this juncture in 2013, looking back the many couple of hundred years plus that we have been around in this experiment we call in democracy? So many of those points of contention seem to occupy us from day to day. It seems like we can't go through a day without being confronted with arguments on various sides, or many times more than one side, on any given point, whether it's economic or social, cultural issues, international relations, business, government. My goodness, it just seems that we find ourselves more so at odds, or at least there are those reporting such news that want us to think so. And oftentimes it occurs to me that beyond the facts, there are those who want to present the arguments because it's what they do. It's what keeps them, you and I, frankly, keeps us tuning in or reading on to find out what our side is saying or what their side is saying. To me, it almost becomes another sporting event where you've got those who are underwriting and promoting the event, and sort of pitting those folks one to another. And we as the spectators then provide that audience. And of course, it's intended to incite us, perhaps, and those of us who are perhaps a bit more engaged or volatile or whatever, bang our drums even more loudly. But at the end of it all, where is the real common ground? Where is the discussion? So when do we get past being angry about something and we get down to having a conversation in which we're focused on resolution, we're focused on advancement, we're focused on executing what was initiated at our founding, this experiment in democracy that we love to call America, that we are about, that is unmistakably us, and that does not divide us as a people, but certainly distinguishes us from all other peoples. If we find ourselves connected in some way, it's certainly there that we find agreement in the majority, where the right to express opinion, the right to disagree, is preserved and protected. And in that disagreement, it is not a boxing match. It's not a wrestling for power, but rather it is a pursuit of something that's beyond us all. And in pursuing that, there is some gathering, some summation that is greater than the sum of the parts. So just because you have an idea, I have an idea, she has an idea, well, we can put all those together, but there's something beyond those individual ideas that comes back to this grander creation, a kind of meta level where we find ourselves divesting our interests in old reservoirs of resource, whether those are ideas, or power, or access, and we find ourselves opening up to new ideas and new thresholds and new people who have the ability to elevate us all to a new level. And that doesn't have to run along the lines of some political agenda that is being preserved and protected. Oftentimes, I think of it the way the civil rights movement progressed. You've heard me say often about, probably too often, the idea of the plantation mentality. Some have taken that term and coined it so as to refer to the mindset among African Americans. Well, if that's true, so be it. But I think that plantation mentality affects all of us, in which we belong to a certain league, or we're akin to a certain group, or we're invested in a certain mindset. And that is our sort of little fiefdom over here. That's what we preserve and protect, along with all of those others who are doing the same. But that is not the model of America that we have been celebrating here this last couple of days. You know, we're a country that was formed out of the fact that we had individual citizens who stood up and said, we believe in freedom and we're willing to live and we're willing to die for it. They put their lives at risk. They put their fortunes at risk. What are we willing to do? Are we willing to divest ourselves of those fortunes, those investments we've made in a way of life for ourselves? Are we willing to share that? Are we willing to negotiate on those points so that everybody wins? That's my concern as we sit here this morning talking with you about Tallahassee, this show that we humbly call Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. It is our attempt to bring you and I together in that discussion. In this case, all about what it is Tallahassee's doing. And we've got Dave Hodges to help us here this morning in that discussion, and we're looking forward to having him with us. By the way, if you need some additional help with getting in touch with us, go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be looking for you there or on our Facebook page, where you simply go to Facebook.com and then /TallahasseeTalks. Stay with us. Dave Hodges is coming up.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
I think that history is really important. It is something that we are celebrating right now with the 500th anniversary of Florida being discovered by Ponce de Leon.
Yep.
And we have a lot of reminders in our community of where we come from. There are landmarks and things from all periods of the past.
Sure.
They're right here among us. And you're right, that type of history in Tallahassee, I think, is a lot more prevalent, and it's more noticeable to people. And it's a good starting point. And the thinking now is we've got also the modern day changes in terms of technology.
Yeah.
We've got industries that are emerging here that we didn't have 5 years ago.
Right.
We have a scientific and research community that every month seems to have taken another step forward. There are things that relate to biotechnology here, material science, and technology that you apply to energy production. Those are all things that any one of which could blossom and create a new history for us.
Yeah.
And the folks that are encouraging the involvement in Imagine Tallahassee, they sense that in a pretty short time, there will be something of that nature that comes along and writes the next chapter for our community. There's a lot of anticipation.
Yeah.
So when you speak of economic development, you're really talking about, I think, the conditions and the parameters that you want to have in place that help it occur. So it might be an educational emphasis. It might be bricks and mortar. At some point, Innovation Park isn't going to have much more room left.
Yeah.
That's an example.
Right.
If we want to help revitalize a part of our community, is there something that an industry might do or a new field? Is there something that comes along that maybe causes a transformation for the better in a part of Tallahassee?
Right.
When I came here in 1999, Summit East was nothing like it is now. and that's an office and technology park that has lots of companies in it that do some amazing things. And it's the outgrowth of thinking about creating an environment for that sort of economic activity to occur.
And where did that thinking come from, to your knowledge? What was the impetus for
there? It was somebody? it was a group of people, the local leaders in business. Rick Carney was involved, and actually helped get that going, and is still involved in it today. And it was the same sort of mindset.
Same as we're seeing now with Imagine.
Yeah, let's roll the calendar forward 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
And let's try to think of what could be here, what could be occurring in the community at that time. Some of it you won't have any control over. You might have a population influx, for instance, or you might have something of a demographic nature in another respect that maybe causes a change. We are promoting Tallahassee now as a place for older people who, you know, might be looking for a place to retire. And that's out there as well, as something that could be an influencer of life in our community. So any one of those things might shift this a little bit and give it a little bit different profile.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. We're glad you're here. We have our good friend, Dave Hodges, who has joined us, the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat. Dave, it's good to see you. Doing well?
Good to see you, Brian. Always a pleasure to visit.
We have so much to talk about in this segment of our show that my biggest frustration is we don't have 5 hours of opportunity with you.
Just knowing where to begin.
I mean, it's where do you start? And my goodness, they don't give you a whole lot of rest from what I can gather. This piece that you've written, it's certainly more than just a piece of information, and you're continuing to write about Imagine Tallahassee and the here was that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sunday edition, full coverage on the front page of the newspaper. That's kind of a neat thing for you to have that opportunity, I would imagine, in writing that. Were you a bit nervous going into that thinking, okay, I better not mess this up?
Or I was
you're such an old hack anyway, so I mean you just no big deal.
Most reporters that cover a complex subject find that they really can't do it justice in the daily size story that maybe is 15 or 20 column inches. There's more that you have to leave out than you are able to include. So when we decide that we want to do a Sunday exclusive, as we call it, it's the opportunity to step back and to use a broader brush, so to speak, to give a portrait of an issue.
Sure.
We're doing it in things like health topics and the environment.
Yeah.
And when we first sat down and talked to members of that Imagine Tallahassee steering committee,
it was
in April.
JT Burnett, Kim Rivers.
Kim Rivers. There were Jim Murdaugh from TCC was there.
Yeah.
Winston Howell from the Chamber.
Yeah.
And folks that represented little, you know, different aspects of our community.
Yeah.
And we saw from the scope of that project that it needed something to really explain it more fully.
Did you get the sense early on that Imagine had really come to grips with where they wanted to go before they sent out the party invitations? Because I heard from a few folks related to the Chamber of Commerce, Greater Tallahassee Chamber, that they felt a bit slighted in as much as they were asked late in the formation of this whole thing. They felt like they should have been leading the whole thing, and they were kind of brought in later on. Did you get any sense of that? Or
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
The map has got pretty good representation in the downtown, midtown, out to the east, up to the northeast, in terms of where people's dots are. And the question that I have asked them is, okay, what about places where there aren't any dots? And so the effort is going to be between now and the end of August is going to be to actually make a concerted effort to go out to those areas of the community and identify avenues where those individuals, maybe they don't have time to go to meetings, they're working or they're taking care of family and, and employment responsibilities, but ask them these same questions. What is it that brought you to Tallahassee or keeps you here? What is it that would make our community better in your view? And then what would we do in order to make that happen? How do we achieve that greatness that you suspect is in our future?
Talking with Dave Hodges here, business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking with Dave Hodges about Imagine Tallahassee, and beyond that, what it really amounts to is working man's view of the county and the city. Here we have Dave Hodges, who, for his part, has been I can tell you, folks, he's down in the trenches. You know, he just, I'm at these various meetings and places, and I rarely am anywhere that I don't see Dave with pencil in hand. And it's refreshing that you're old school that way, by
the humble scribe.
I mean, he's got his little flip pad and his pencil, and by God, he is doing the job. And you do a great job, by the way, if I may say that.
Appreciate that.
Don't want to embarrass you too badly, but Bob might be listening right now, so... Want to give a plug out from my man Dave here with all of the powers. Hopefully we can keep you employed a little bit further with the good people at the Tallahassee Democrat. But you've been doing such a job over there, and this whole Imagine Tallahassee has everybody sort of, if not interested at a very engaged level, they're at least curious as to where this came from and what does it really mean? Does it mean anything? And that was my concern, too, among some of my contacts and colleagues, people saying, you know, as wonderful as it all appears to be, they get one shot here. Because if they don't capture, you were saying earlier, the bulk of or even a significant portion of the population's attention.
Right.
If this doesn't really have the legs that they hope it will, then it will be kind of another chapter in wasn't that nice, you know, and
right.
And it kind of gets moved on. You can't do a sequel to this.
Nope. And you shouldn't really.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity here to try to get as broad a range of viewpoints as you can.
I mean, it's a roll of the dice because there's no legislative... bottom line here, you know, some of these pieces that we talk about, Blueprint 2000, I mean, they've been mandated. So whether we think they're cool or not, they exist, in social and legal terms. Well, what is Imagine going to produce that you can hang on the wall and say, okay, this is our marker, you know? To me, it sounds like, well, we just want to get everybody talking and having input.
That's how it got started. And you really have to go back to last summer when the chamber had its annual community conference. And the guest speaker the first morning was John Doggett, who was a lecturer and professor of international economies and business at University of Texas. And he really, in his remarks, talked about communities that he's familiar with and studied that had gone through this exercise, and really getting residents to look ahead and to come to grips with the future of their communities. And those who had done it had they had a much better starting point for planning, for preparing for economic growth. He gave the example of Austin, Texas, which is forecast and already starting to have a tremendous influx of population. That's their challenge. And it's a community that has, like Tallahassee, it has traditions and it has characteristics that make it unique. And so those residents were in a position of having to really decide, how do we want to manage and account for the influx of new residents that we're going to have when we add another 500,000 people over 20 years? How do we want that to look like? How will we accommodate them? How will we preserve the things about our community that we just really love and passionate about? Other communities have done it as well. And Doggett really threw down a challenge that, hey, maybe it's time for Tallahassee to start thinking in those same terms. And because there's nobody else that can do it for you. It has to be a grassroots thing. And so we left that breakfast and we were all pumped up and we were thinking, wow, you know, what a heavy thing to contemplate. We're there, you know, that we have this collective vision, whatever it is, but only we can produce it.
It's ours.
Right. So, and of course, we all got busy. We came back. We, you know, had other things to do. Life goes on. And
it's like going off to summer camp.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my dad's not such a jerk after all. Then you get home and you go, yeah, he is.
So when we went back to find out, okay, who was it that really put this initiative together, it really boiled down to Kim Rivers and JT Burnett, who are two business owners and entrepreneurs in our community. And they
certainly have, for their part, made a dent. They've contributed sizably, you would think. Brandt,
yep,
and
correct.
Hotel Duval and all the restaurants. And Kim, for her part, I mean, she's pretty sharp, it seems.
Yep, she's had a background in the legal side
law
of business
and real estate
and mergers and acquisitions things.
Yeah.
And so they got the idea that maybe it's time to pick up that question and explore it. And so they went around to friends and business associates of theirs back at the beginning of the year and asked them, do we have hold of something that needs to be explored further? What would it take, or what should we do to advance this thinking and this crafting of a concept for the community? And they generally got encouragement, and when they pitched the idea of it being funded by people who live here.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, they didn't go to a city or county commission and ask for funding.
Yeah.
They went to people in the community. You know, some of them just chipped in a couple $100.
Right.
But the idea was, if we want to have this exercise and we feel like that it's valid and it could give us a starting point for planning Tallahassee's future, then are you in? And about everybody said, yeah, I can write you a check.
Right. Very cool. It's. Do you think that we are past the point where the old guard, that has, for its history, maintained the land as it was, no longer has the same level of influence? Are we at that point where there's this sort of new, we'll call it a new generation of thinkers and planners who are not necessarily tied to our agrarian history? And so that's my polite way of saying that when I arrived in Tallahassee in 78, I got off the plane out there at what was the Tallahassee Airport and walked down the steps onto the tarmac. I thought I'd landed in Bolivia. Okay, so I mean, I was thinking I was in some other country, because you're coming from Seattle to Tallahassee in 78 was not just crossing the country, it was like crossing back into time. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. We've had the distinct pleasure of having Dave Hodges with us, the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat. Stay with me.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us, even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
So we're talking to Dave Hodges about all things economic and business and community and Tallahassee's future, Tallahassee's past. And, you know, I'm the crank over here. I have this sort of skeptical point of view about where we can really go when, in fact, if we don't address our own obsession with the past. And in fact, I even said to JT Burnett at that one of those forums, I guess it was the first one, and we were just talking about what occupies our minds. And I said, well, JT, what's the biggest festival in Tallahassee annually? Well, springtime. Okay, springtime Tallahassee. What does it celebrate? Our future, our present, or our past? He said, the past.
That's correct.
I said, well, okay, there's your problem. So not that springtime should not do that, but what else you got is the question. Can we have another festival that celebrates who we are now, perhaps, or might even be future cast and say, imagine Tallahassee? So in my opinion, if JT and Kim are as smart as I think they are, one of the components to this whole effort will be to have that annual celebration. I mean, how do you get people out to the piazza? How do you get them out into the courtyard? You have a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what downtown Get Down is all about.
Right, yes, and it's
you want to rally?
Right, yeah.
Rally about that.
Right.
Get all of the startup businesses in town to have a booth. I met with a guy here earlier this last week who has a little product called the Spray Box. You know what the Spray Box is? Of course you do, because you're in tune with everybody.
Yep.
You know everything that's going on.
It's
at all
the container that is mounted in the bed of your truck.
See?
And
what did I tell you, folks? The guy
allows you to keep things hosed down and cleaned off if you've if you're dealing with some fishing or you've just been out driving trails or doing some mud bogging.
Classic tale. This guy works for another company for 13 years, gets laid off, and says, what do I do now? And decides, I'm going to create an idea or create a product based on an idea, and does it. And
yep.
He pulls it off. And what he lacks. And when we were in conversation, I said, do you know what your biggest problem is? And he listed all the more obvious, you know, lack of cash, needing more sales, needing more distributors. I said, no, those are all problems, but that's not your problem. Your problem is there's only one of you. I said, we haven't mastered that cloning thing yet. So if we could have you cloned out about five times, you've solved your problem. But this guy is just stretched trying to get his dealership or distributorship network built, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what a great little product, and that's one like pedicabs. Ron Goldstein's got pedicabs going on. Another great little startup idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is it your opinion that some of the best ideas are the simplest? I mean, that's a very simple idea.
I think so. Some of the ideas that come out of the research community, just to touch on that again, are things that solve a problem that, the answer's out there, and it doesn't take a huge step in technology.
And not a whole lot of moving parts.
It's almost connecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost connecting dots in terms of what is it that we deal with that,
right,
if we had a little bit better answer for it,
right,
could make people's lives better.
Okay.
And that is the motivation behind a lot of the entrepreneurial activity that we have going on here.
Right. So back to the question, and we should include in that, and there's plenty of good examples, Van Landingham with this drug that he's developed, right? Am I on target here? The guy who's the professor over there at university to aid concussion victims.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Van Landingham?
I believe so.
Yeah, and he's in touch with the Florida Institute. Jamie Coombs is involved in that. Jamie was a guest on the show recently talking about how they're trying to foster these kinds of startup situations, and many of them right here in our community. But again, if I'm that inventor, if I'm that guy or gal that has this great idea, Kim Williams out there with Polka Dot Press, there's a good example.
Right.
How do I get plugged in, see?
You know, all of these great publications and digital sources.
You're one of my faves, buddy. And but folks, seriously, you gotta turn the page. You gotta be in touch with what's going on, because we are here for such a time as this. I think.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
This is our moment.
The other thing that really strikes me too, I think, and I've been a business editor in different times in communities in Florida, and what impresses me now the most, now that we have seemed to have shaken off the shackles of the recession, is the pace at which things are occurring.
Yes.
And scarcely a day or two goes by where I haven't heard about another company's decision about our market.
Yep.
Or about another aspect of the technology that we embrace changing. Yeah. Or adding something new.
Right.
And things that are really going to change our community physically.
Yes.
And just drive, yes, by an area. If you go through Midtown, there's some new buildings going up. There's a shopping, yep, center there across from Capitol Plaza, where the Miracle Theater used,
right,
to be.
Right.
Whole Foods has indicated they're going to come to town. And, oh, yep, by the way, they need another 100 staff members. So before the summer's over, they're going to be recruiting. Bass Pro Shops is going into Falls Chase.
Yep.
They need a minimum of 200 people in order for
their
store to function.
They've already been interviewing, haven't they?
They've had their job fair, and their recruiting effort continues.
Dick's Sporting Goods,
mm-hmm,
coming to,
yep,
town, right?
So there's it's picking
stuff,
up,
baby,
momentum.
And then you got the Gateway that JT's building down there on the corner, Monroe and Tennessee Street. That's always good for people like Lawson Electric, I guess, and, you know, whoever else is involved in, mm-hmm, doing the construction work. I mean, I think I got Mad Dog involved with that. And
correct.
So, I mean, you know, yeah. Okay, folks, that's it. You've heard it. Get going. We're not going to tell you again. Dave Hodges, the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, our guest this morning. Thank you, Dave, for being with us.
Enjoyed it.
We are so blessed to have you here, and we want you to come back as often as you can, knowing that you don't have a life. You get no sleep.
Yeah, but I have a lot of material.
And we're glad anytime you're able to share it with us. So, folks, that's what we do here. We're all about what Tallahassee's about. That's what we like to know. What are you talking about? And to help you out, you can always go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. You can listen live, streaming on the web. You can go to the home station, 93.3 FM. You can listen from any of the shows that we've brought you in the last 2.5 years. Can you believe that? We're in our third season, Dave. You and I were little kids when we got this
started. That's right. A lot less gray hair.
So the archive is there. You can listen to any show you might have missed, or perhaps you'd like to hear it again, and that would include today's show with Dave Hodges, our very good friend. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are glad you've been a part of it. That's why we are here every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.